And Jesus says you cannot add one fraction to your lifespan by worry. In fact, the opposite is true. If you worry, you'll shorten it, right? One doctor said worry affects the circulation, the heart, the glands, the entire nervous system. I have never known a man to die of overwork, but many who died of worry. A person may literally worry himself to death, worry himself into bad health, but never will you worry yourself into a longer life. Why would you even think that God somehow would not provide the fullness of life to fit with the fullness of His calling on that life? God has given us life, and in that life, spiritual ministry. He knows what He wants to accomplish through a sovereignly designed life span. I don't want to live any longer than the Lord wants me to live. I don't want to live any shorter than the Lord wants me to live. I just want to live exactly as long as He wants me to live, to fulfill exactly what He wants me to fulfill. I can't lengthen my life. I can shorten it, perhaps, by sin, and one of those sins is worry. You don't do anything to help yourself by anxiety over your food or your health. And thirdly, he brings up this idea of clothing, covering. In verse 28, "And why are you anxious about clothing?" he says. "Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory didn't clothe himself like one of these. But if God so arrays the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will He not much more do so for you, O men of little faith?" And here again, he argues from the greater to the lesser. If God does, or the lesser to the greater, if God's going to take care of grass and lilies, isn't He going to take care of you? What are you so anxious about? He's not talking here about the sin of carnal, selfish, worldly, materialistic involvement in wardrobe that becomes sort of a fashion stampede, which can arise out of lust and selfishness and pride and all of that. He's talking about fearing that you're not going to be cared for, fearing that you're not going to have what you need, fearing that you're not going to be protected.